Bye.
That's the first one, yeah?
Yeah.
Remember, you got a second? We can talk to you for a sec.
Actually,
you look like you're getting ready to go trick or treating here pretty shortly.
No, I'm babysitting my daughter. She'll be here like in maybe 40 minutes. I mean, I got all the kids. Call them.
We can do right here by the couch real quick. Just like 10 minutes of your time, if you don't mind. All right. I'm Detective Skaggs. I don't know if you remember me. I came over here to your house before.
We're going to the store next door to my house. More quiet over here. Come on.
Those are cool, man.
This
one's all right here?
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. It's your neighbor's house?
No, it's my daughter's house.
Oh, okay.
Come on, here we go.
Was that your other son that came out right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. She's counting all the kids. You got them all?
Okay.
You want to count them again? Make sure you got them all?
Yeah, I got them. I don't want them.
Yeah, I hate for you to lose one while you're talking to us. All right, good. No, don't worry. We can stand. We've been sitting all day. Anyways, we just came over to talk to you real quick about that whole stuff that happened the other day with your brother and everything. So, basically,
you're just getting rid of the COVID nurse, but I'm just, the whole family has not been right at all since.
No, it's okay. And you know, I mean, since this whole thing happened, I think everybody had and everything since this whole
That's
thing.
That's why I just came from over there too, and what's going on with that? I just came back from the.
It sounds like, did he get released today?
I don't know, they didn't have him there. So I went to the jail, and they said that,
It might be a missing complaint. So yeah, so that whole thing might be. We talked to him earlier today too.
Yeah, because you know what, I was actually proud of this whole week. Just trying this time.
Well, that's the thing. She said, you know, here's the thing is he hasn't been using it in like about a week now, and at least at that time right there, he's like he hasn't been using it. Look, he's a right frame of mind, everything's fine. But I said, you know, the incident's not about right now, it's about what happened before with his uncle at the house. But I mean, in regards to what happened, why he was in custody this time, it happened with the.
What is he in custody this time? Remind me, asking.
Well, it's Skaggs.
What do you have? Every time I see you, you look different.
I'm that way, you know.
I'm
I think he dyes his hair.
Yeah. Sometimes I look older and younger, and
one
yeah.
One time you came over here, you look older. The next time you came, you were younger. Boy, that's why. I'm not talking about
older. This is my partner Whitaker, and this is Shireman right here too. So, anyways, that case in regards to it's a brandishing case. Can you talk to you about it and tell you what happened?
I
told you what happened.
No.
Okay.
He told me he was in jail, and I just called to find out the business, and I don't accept that call.
Oh. Came over and you guys spoke about the whole thing.
No. And you guys came over here. She spoke to my daughter. I wasn't here. I was at the hospital with her.
It was an issue that they had with the neighbors and stuff. You don't remember now?
That man right there next door, they've been having issues with him for a while already.
Really? What's going on with him in that?
Him, well, don't
we can go off and talk about that for a second.
I don't know that man. I mean, the only time I go to our room is just to talk to my boys. Just to see it okay, and I go. But the time that I know of is that.
And it looks like George is doing better.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how he's doing, but I mean, health wise, he's.
He don't go to therapy.
Oh, he's not going to therapy?
That's the first time me too. He don't go to therapy.
He's riding his bike around town.
But maybe that's why he's getting his therapy back to me. But what I know, I don't know, basically, I don't know the man. The only thing I've heard of the man is that sometimes he's never there because he gets busted or gets his drink or something. I don't know.
When Helica is saying that he's like a big drunk or whatever. stuff in regards to the driveway.
Yesterday, the day before yesterday, I went over there. And the little boy calling her names, and I was like, hey, what's going on here?
Not like, oh, why is he calling her names?
I don't know.
Okay. Do you know what he was calling her? Or? Oh, really?
I was like, I was afraid. I was like, what's going on here? She little? Nothing. She's a type, she don't like to stress me out.
Right, okay.
Because I'm a very stressful person.
Well, you got a lot going on right now, you know what I'm saying? So, I understand that.
Yeah, what happened over there with my brother, I got dragged in everything, which is something that...
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that in a second. I mean, we'll go back to the first thing. So, you went over there... You went over there to the house. Did the dad come out and say?
My niece was taking babysitter while we went to the hospital. And we were there, that little boy who had his music full blast in Spanish and just, you know, just yelling at her. I don't know why, but we rolled up into the web. But she was just standing in the door with the kids and saying, hi. I was like, hey, what's going on? You don't know, so this little kid been, you know, just yelling at me all the time. So in a couple of seconds I was there, kids, go back at him, back it up. And at the moment that I was there, the mom and the dad came in the truck, so I was already backing up.
Oh, okay. So they didn't say anything to her, though? The man? Okay. Okay.
Nobody said anything to you?
No. Like I said, I don't know. I just know who they are by face, and nobody can know when I go over there.
Okay. But, all right. Well, it sounds to me from what... be leaving anyways, like if they're getting evicted, so that's a good thing.
They're all gonna get evicted, but
yeah, so I mean, they're fine, but the neighbors are getting evicted, so that's gonna help you with some of the problems there, at least help them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
well, okay, so basically, I don't know what's going on, right. Just, well, you know, like the little bit I hear, because over here, I don't know, nothing. You know, my boys, they don't come over to the area. So if I want to see them, I go over there.
Okay.
Like I babysit all week, so when I get over there, it's probably like on Fridays. The daytime, I'll go to my room, go visit them.
Oh, okay.
See how they look, and they look okay, normal, and then...
Right. There was an incident that happened the other day. I guess somebody shot at the house over there. Did you hear about that? It was like...
Somebody shot at the house over
there. Yeah, where, you know... Yeah. There, I guess somebody shot like a 22 or something like that. At the, hit a camper or something.
At his house?
Yeah. You guys showed up to that, didn't you guys show up to that? Yeah, the trailer in the front yard or something like that? Yeah, did you hear anything about that? Oh, okay, I didn't know if they had told you anything like that.
They don't tell me nothing.
Really? They probably don't want you to worry or whatever.
Maybe. This was a couple years ago, I had a brain aneurysm, and okay. We tried to,
Well, you know, that whole thing with... Yeah, to the front of the house, yeah. I mean, who knows, it could have been direct... You know...
He used to be married to a family member, so he was somebody other than, we don't go over due to the fact he didn't want the family going to visit him.
Oh,
so I got in an argument with him, and he would make me cry every time I go over there, so I just stopped going over there.
Oh, okay.
So when I see and now I picked them up and they dropped.
So?
Like I said, I already don't go there.
So what happened on the day with Augie? I mean, did he call you that day?
And he called my sister.
Called you as well.
No.
So is that I? All the family members I've talked to tell me that they
called me. I was already laying down.
And he thought the mom was or something, or
yeah, because he had talked to her. What they told me, he had called my mom and wanted to borrow $10 for gas because he was going to work there.
Okay.
So. I don't know what. Yeah, so we're trying to figure out what triggered that in that moment that he went to my sister's house to pick up $10 from there to.
Well, I had heard he was staying over here with you, not here, but next door right here.
No,
here. Oh, okay. So he was staying over here and.
We're staying here and then we'll stay here a couple of days. We'll stay with my sister with my sister. He was like bouncing back and forth because he was supposed to move in.
Last minute, for some reason, she tells him he can't come to the house. He can't come stay with her. Why? What was that about?
That girl.
Has she been like a lot of problems?
Or? People, but you know, that girl, she had problems.
And here's the question I kind of asked everybody. Would she just call the cops for no reason, or was it a legit thing, like he's actually beating her up or whatever, and she would call the cops? I mean,
she would say that she would always call the cops.
No matter what, just right away, she'd call the cops.
He's looking at her, and he has, like, you know, his person, he's been with her. She wouldn't understand. She even had a restraining order on him, and she was with him. She would go look for him, and I don't know if she was.
No, that's like
she told him to leave her another way.
When was the last time you saw him before all that went down?
Friday. He came by Friday. He gave us a hug, me and my daughter, and told me, well, he goes, I don't see you no more, something like that.
Really?
Yeah, me, because I'm straight up. I don't put out that.
Why do you think he said that?
I don't know. See, that's why I told him, I will be quiet anytime and stuff like that. I don't want to hear it. That's what I told him.
Did he seem like he was depressed then or something?
Yeah, he's been depressed for a whole week. Well, he used to live.
Huh? What time was that at?
It was still daylight. Maybe about 5.
What?
He came over here and he was sitting on the stairs there for like just depressed, thinking and thinking. And
he'd already gotten in a fight with his old lady that day, or was that before?
They told me that he went to her house. I don't know that's true, but that's why I hear that he went to her house. The same day.
No, before he came here, and then he came here afterwards?
No, that day he didn't come over. He wasn't over. I seen him Friday.
The day before.
After that, he got some hair. He didn't like to come around and get me sick, so he was at my sister's house.
And I had heard he went over to. Do you hear anything about that?
You went off the extent, but
okay.
Stay on.
Hi.
Hi. Where's my daughter?
I'm Detective Skaggs. This is Whitaker and Sherman. How are you?
Hi.
She's fine. We're just talking with her.
You're just
talking.
No,
no, no worries. No worries. Good luck. Are these all yours?
No. Just one and this one.
Oh, okay.
So, but you know what? Everything that you told me about my son, baby. I don't know what's going on
with who?
I don't know.
Well, riding his bike around, he still rides over there. Mm-hmm. Haven't had to arrest him, he hasn't been high as far as I've seen. That's what he said, and then he bailed. Too before that, so
when I heard he did that, I was kind of upset. But he told me, "Well, mom, he goes, he was being good, he was in a way."
Officer, he said, "Sir, he's keeping me on track." So, So the day that this happened, I mean, did you guys have any idea that, I mean, was he using it during this period of time, or had he been using it for the last couple of weeks prior to this whole thing?
He's been using it for a while.
Okay.
Like heavy?
You can even talk to my mom. I never seen it because, like, I see him come up, but my sister that weekend, she was telling me that he was using it.
Well, that's we heard that somebody's in the bush, or something like that, and then your mom had to come over and show him, hey, look, nobody's in the bush. Okay, so that story is true then. When did that happen?
The day before it happened.
The day before it happened, so he was hallucinating the day before.
Yeah, because he was, when my friend, they told me that he thought somebody was following him. We don't know, we were just thinking about was it just that he was hallucinating because of the drugs
I know he has been stopped a couple times before and he didn't have any weapons or anything with him. Do you have any idea where he might have got this gun from? Any idea? Nobody's told you, like, hey, he bought it from somebody, or somebody gave it to him for protection, or he just got it because he was paranoid? I mean, any indication as to that? No. I mean, because you didn't know about him having it before, right?
That's one thing that he always kept the family, you know, whatever his business was out there, you never...
Uh-huh. Okay.
Come on, guys. Come on. Come on, please listen to me. Please come.
How's his wing and trying to keep him busy working and stuff?
Hard.
Really?
Real hard.
No, that's the only one I...
go see him.
Working with him, yeah.
But, right now, he's taking it hard.
Yeah, he's the one I'm worried about, you know, this whole thing. Because he's seen so much and everything at such a young age.
Mm-hmm. And then, my sister, that's the one that's seen, you know, seen everything out there, the shooter.
Yeah, I heard he almost got shot during the whole thing. That somebody was saying bullets were whizzing by him or something like that. Or?
Yeah, I guess he got scared. He told us that he ran out there to try to stop him. To tell him to stop.
So now, how did you get out there? Yeah. And then you.
Oh, me and my daughter. Now, see what happened was that we were laying down.
You were laying down where? Here at the.
Well, I was at my house and she was here.
Okay.
So she called him, she goes, Augustine's in a high speed chase, so he just called me. And then I'm like, oh yeah, right. You know, she goes, yeah, for real. She goes, I hear the sirens, so I don't know what you're doing. She started crying, like, well, what do you want me to do about it? She goes, well, just come over here. I go, okay. So I came over here to my daughter. So because we left the kids with my son in law.
Uh-huh.
So we jumped in our car. So as we're taking off to go, we hear the commotion coming.
Uh-huh.
So we went to go see, we were like, you know, following them.
Uh-huh. But then, you were following behind the pursuit, just wherever they went,
yeah,
kind of thing?
They were going so fast that we lost them. So by the time, we're just going down the street, trying to hear where he was at, the sirens and that. So then we were running out of gas. So we went to my sister's house. So that's when so maybe he's going over to your house, because we can hear all the commotion that way.
Okay.
I go, let's go in a hurry, because, you know, my brother, you know, got shot.
Uh-huh.
Nobody was there.
Right. Want to make sure somebody was there for him?
Yeah.
Is that kind of your mindset that you were thinking?
Yeah, that's kind of my mindset. So we get there quick. We're going down Hemlock. We couldn't get to Victoria because there was so much commotion, so we turned down another street. And I just remember some kid that told us, we told him, where's this all happening at? And he told us there was three, and he just ran over.
Uh-huh.
I remember running and not stopping, just going to the car.
And what happened when you got there?
Well, when I got to the car, my sister's running to the door, and when I looked in, that he was already shot.
Uh-huh.
He was like, you know, like, going to the front. That's when all the officers, they had their guns drawn down there. Cause to me, in my mind right there, they were going to keep on shooting some. And we went and ran to the car.
Weren't you scared of getting shot yourself, or?
At the time, scared. It was
just about him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now that I think about it, you know, I go, what if, you know, we would have got shot?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It was just something I still had in my mind.
But you were just through, and you just wanted to be there for.
I had like a little black guy and everything over here, where, you know, they can't handle it.
Uh huh.
I know you interfered in something you shouldn't have, but I was just thinking of mine.
Right.
I
understood.
So do you guys know where he was before all this started? I mean, I think you got into the argument.
That's what my sister said. They didn't know that he was at the house. That he had just told her if he could borrow $10. He went to her house to give him $10.
Okay.
And from there, he called my mother that he can go pick up $10 for gas because, you know, his car, he was going to work over in Ohio. We don't know where in Ohio, but I know it's in Ohio.
Uh-huh. He was working up there, right, in Ohio? Okay.
Did he own his own business, or did he work for somebody?
No, he was working for somebody, but I don't know who. He just started working.
Okay.
And that's what my mom wanted. She wanted to find out because she wants to know his tools and all that.
Right.
So, sorry, where was it? What part?
So he just picked up $10 from your mom.
Yeah, picked up $10 from my sister and then with my mom. And from there, he left. He was supposed to come back. He told my sister he was going to come back for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And he never came back. So they stayed wondering, so who knows? I didn't know nothing about him getting a fight when I got to the hospital.
Okay.
And from my understanding, I don't even know if he really beat her up or what. She was the type that she was a cop car.
Did anybody else get a chance? Anybody else get a chance to talk to him on the phone? Anybody else in the other family? Okay.
He was talking to me on the phone when my sister in law couldn't talk to him anymore. He just goes,
calm him down and tell him that.
Tell him, you know, just, you know, pull over.
Pull over and give up.
But he said that he told him, gotta go, I gotta drive. And then
he
ended.
Did he say anything else on the phone or anything that?
I think he said that he told him to take care of his kids and make sure to take care of his kids.
He was saying that on the phone?
So
you were thinking he knew what was coming or he just.
I don't know. I think he just snapped and said it's weird.
Did he say anything like, I shot at the cops or anything like that? Did he say anything like that?
Not that I know. We have to ask him.
Okay.
I don't want to say something like.
No.
Yeah, but I think basically he just snapped at the end because he was just like, he wasn't all there no more, guys. No more. He was. We were just, you know. I don't think it was a good idea for him to move in with him.
Yeah.
Because of all the drama, yeah.
Exactly. Well, he's had so much history already. Yeah.
He was so happy that he finally got the place.
Happy that he got the place, and then all of a sudden he just felt like everybody, you know, was helping. Everybody's helping move and everything like that. And then last second, you know, she just said, "No, you can't come." So and it kind of like threw him off really bad. So.
But we're all thinking in that little while that he left my mom's house to where he was going to Ojai. Something had to triggered him up. We're thinking maybe she texted him or told him something dumb or something that we don't know.
Like maybe he tried to call her back or something. They might have talked.
But I have a feeling that my brother wanted to be killed.
So what's going on? Have you been to the hospital lately?
We're going.
Going
right now. Gonna pick me up at 5.
What was the last word that you guys heard at the hospital?
It was yesterday. We went there. Yesterday they tried taking him off all the medication and he didn't start responding to anything.
Oh, really?
He caught a pneumonia. He got a stroke 2 days ago. A mild stroke.
Oh, wow.
So, but right now there's no. We're just scared, you know, we're kind of worried, scared because we don't know if he's going to be able to handle after all this. Yeah, he's been looking at a lot of time and plus his disability, what's he going to do? And you know, my brother, he ain't going to want to be alive to be, you know, like crippled. He was a very
active person.
Yeah,
he's not going to want to be.
He was hardworking and I don't know, scared, you know, it's.
Yeah.
And believe me, I stress every day over here with my phone rings. I don't know, like picking it up no more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on over in El Rio. The little bit I hear is when I go somewhere and I run into a friend or something. Mm-hmm.
Be best if they
know,
weren't.
How
if they weren't.
All this, what's gonna happen?
Be best if they weren't there anymore. At least your boys, you know what I'm saying?
I want her to move out of there. I don't care what he says.
He was doing a lot better off when he was living over in Santa Paula, over on 10th Street, you know, than he was over there. There's too much going on, especially on Balboa right there where he's at.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he needs to get out of there.
All of them do.
So, all right, you have anything else? No. Anything?
Well, you need anything else, you know, where I'm at. All
right.
I'm not here, I'm at the hospital.
Okay.
So your mom was the last one to see him before all this. He picked the $10 up from her last and took off.
All right. Yeah, sister.
I thought you could.
Yeah, that's what they said. We don't know if he put gas at those 20 or if he went to go score or what, because you know he didn't really have gas, but in Sabina High School, they said that he probably put gas.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
Yeah. But he got $10, right?
And he called my mother that he wanted to borrow another 10.
And where was your mom at? All right.
Good luck with all these kids. You're babysitting still for the rest of the day, huh?
Okay.
You're
gonna
put
my hairs on
right now. Okay, bye. Bye now.
Bye.
Bye, buddy.
Bye.
Bye.